flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, good morning, Dave.
what
day is today?
It is Thursday, the day before Friday. And if you think it's been crazy around here, the four-night minimum stay kicks in today.
Right.
So at 4 o'clock this afternoon, tens of thousands of visitors will be checking into hotel rooms all around Greater New Orleans to meet that four-night minimum stay. So we're going to see a huge increase of the number of people down here.
So I went down last evening to see the light show. Had a special little gathering and
on St. Louis Cathedral, the
blessing, and down at Jackson Square.
Yeah.
It is definitely worth going to see. Incredible show. The technology is really incredible. Like, no bleed over. I mean, distinct lines as they present on the facade of the buildings. Just beautiful.
You believe that the images appearing on the Cabildo, on the cathedral, are really there. I mean,
yeah.
That's how realistic it looks.
You know, interestingly, and I was involved in a number of conversations with folks. This is something that you see quite a bit in Europe. In fact, when I was in Europe a couple of years ago, back-to-back years, we saw a lot of that.
Mm.
These types of light shows on Colosseums and in southern France, and we saw it in Barcelona.
I think it was Billy Nungesser who told us this same group did it on the Vatican.
The Vatican. They also did it on Notre Dame.
Yes.
For the grand opening. This technology is incredibly expensive.
In
putting it together.
$1 million for a week's worth of shows.
And then the content, too, right? You have all of our local artists that participated in it, and it was really great. And, you know, so it was
very interesting. What time was that you were downtown watching that?
It started at around 6:30. The show,
and to see the entire thing cycle through one time. How long?
It's not long.
Okay.
It does flip scenes, and then there's an actual show that goes on, and they announce that it's going to begin at such and such time, and you know, great music backing it up to the scenery and everything else.
That's great. And you can go down tonight. You can go down tomorrow night. You can go down Saturday night and catch it absolutely free. That is fantastic. All right, we got a guest walking in now. Rob, is it Hatley?
It is, yes.
All right, Rob Hatley, Group Vice President of Corporate Communications at Entergy and the Super Bowl PR Committee co-chair. So we got to get his microphone on here. I think he's over here. There you go. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
You hear me okay?
There you are.
Yeah,
there.
All right, wonderful.
Yeah. So you have managed to largely kind of stay out of the spotlight up until this week, huh, as the co-chair of the host committee.
Well, Mark Romig and I co-chair actually the PR, Media, and Marketing Committee. So there are, you know, Marcus Brown, who's the executive vice president and general counsel for Entergy, is really the chair of all of it. He partnering with Jay Cicero, who's president CEO the Sports Foundation and then the host committee efforts and all of that. They're really leading all of that along with others in the committee and everything. But there are actually 16 committees. It's amazing the logistics and everything behind it. And one of those is the PR, Marketing, and Media Committee. And so Mark Romig and I with Mark is obviously senior advisor now to New Orleans and Company, and he and I have co-chaired that. We've got about 85 volunteers on that committee, so it's been a really great effort. But my day job is at Entergy, yes.
You know, you talk about 16 committees, and if each one of them has not only the core committee members, but then you're talking about all these volunteer members. Yep. We're talking about thousands of people. Then you add in the volunteer ambassadors.
Exactly.
It's more than 5,000 people who are working to make this that we are seeing all around New Orleans come off, go off without a hitch, and to show the world how amazing New Orleans is.
It really is. And as the old saying goes, the devil's in the details. And there are a lot of activities that go on. And frankly, I've done a lot of things over the years from a communications perspective, corporate affairs perspective and all, but I've never really been involved in a, you know, being a host committee, the city where a founding partner, which Entergy is, for the Super Bowl coming. And so that's just another level of logistics and engagement and activity, but it's really been great. And, yeah, when you think about the ambassador program from Chevron and other involvement and everything, it's been great. And we as an organization, a company, have been able to, we've got several people who chair different committees and a lot of people who are members of those committees. And it's been really great to collaborate with our other corporate partners, elected officials, other individuals to really bring this this effort together. And so it just looks great. The city looks great and everything looks awesome. We're really excited.
As y'all come together as this committee, is there a core mission strategy, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you think about it, we are trying to, you know, present and project not only host a great event. This is a hosting city. It's built to host. That's what we say on the committee, right? And but really, this is an event that showcases the city, the region, the state, really, to the entire United States, the world, really. Over 120 million viewers for the game, over 5,000-6,000 credentialed media that are here and other activities and all. And so part of this is not just to pull off a great game, and that's great, but it's also to invest in the community, to engage in activities. The NFL does a lot of legacy programs that begin well in advance of the event, and activities that occur a lot that are going on this week and ones that will continue in the future. And things such as the Impact 59 powered by Entergy program, mm-hmm. which is a matching grant program that the NFL brought money to the table, and then corporate partners and others like Entergy and others brought that together to match. And we were able to grant dollars to 65 nonprofit organizations across five key areas here in the area, in the region. And so really across the 10 parish region of Southeast Louisiana. So it's really been an opportunity. Not, again, like you said, the core mission is to help and do what we need to do for the event itself, but also really to create a platform for all of the other great things that we all know, those of us who live here, know the city, love the city. But it's just great to kind of roll out the carpet, if you will, to the world.
You know, it's amazing to think that you go back 7 years, the city wins the bid, the committee wins the bid. Mm-hmm. We know the Super Bowl is coming. Now there was the year swap with Vegas, but yep. Nonetheless, 7 years ago, the planning actually starts.
Yes.
Then a year ago, it ramps up to another level. A month ago, and now this week, mm-hmm. and to think about it, today we expect most of the people who are going to be here for Sunday's game probably won't be here till today.
Yes.
And it feels like this has been going on forever for us. For you, I got to imagine, yep. it just never stops, and you got to really be looking forward to Monday, huh?
Well, I'm in my 22nd month on this, and so not that I'm counting anything.
The answer to that question is
how many
yes.
days, how many hours, how many minutes?
Yeah, but it's interesting. It's almost like people talk about running a marathon, right? You run the first 20 miles is one marathon, the next five is another marathon, and then the last mile is the final one.
The super marathon,
yeah,
right?
So it's mentally, physically challenging on all those dimensions.
So which marathon are we in now?
I think we are in the last. I think we kind of hit it. When you came out of the holiday, we all knew, you know, you got a month left. It is a full-on sprint, all the activity. But, you know, in all that work and all that going on, there's also just this buzz and this energy level. And I think it's great that you all are broadcasting here today and through this entire week. You can probably feel it. You walk around.
Absolutely.
We've got a who's who of different players and celebrities and all coming. There's a host of events activities happening. The NFL Honors event will go on tonight and be broadcast. There's just a lot of things. The parade. There's just so much going on.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to folks that have been in the media row for previous Super Bowls, and the buildup, Dave, gets to Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday. About a third to a half of these folks are gone.
Right.
That's my experience.
Right.
Yeah. And, they do their show Friday and then they get out.
And they're out of here. and by 3 o'clock they said this is almost like Ghost Town USA.
Yeah.
It's like,
you're right. People started to come on Sunday, but it was really, traveling Monday, Tuesday. And then yesterday was a very big day. As you know, today is another big day. And then through probably noonish tomorrow. It doesn't mean there isn't activity going on and engagements and all,
right.
But you're right.
Exactly.
And then there's a lot of national programs that are broadcasting from here as well, too.
Yeah, and other places all around. I mean, they're not all here.
Yes.
Just walking over here from our studios at Poitras and Magazine, I passed two live national broadcasts that were going on. Outside of here, where they're set up, one's on Fulton Alley, another further down. So anywhere you go in the city now, you see a stage where there's media going on or where there's going to be a live street party or a concert going on. Everywhere you turn, there is something happening in every nook and cranny.
On Bourbon Street, there's a Fox Sports venue that's I don't know if it's there yet or is going to be there or something.
It's going to be there. Yeah, it's coming soon.
I think today.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it opened. A lot of the hospitality houses.
I can't say anymore, but they're going to be doing a lot of special things down at that venue. Mm-hmm. That's going to be absolutely cool to see on TV. And very excited about that.
It really is. It's a great opportunity.
You can go down there and see yourself in the background on TV. You can go right now to Fulton Alley, Poitras across from Caesars, and be on ESPN. They're doing their shows live from there right now. So it really is neat to see.
And even in the convention center that we are here with this large space that we have for the media center, next door beginning yesterday, right, we all know is the NFL Experience.
Yeah.
And that, in addition to like opening night, those are really interesting venues and opportunities, I think, because I think of, as a parent of three now grown children, but, when they were young, being able to come in for a relatively low price, $20 a ticket to get into the NFL Experience and do all of that engagement. There's a lot of Play 60 stuff and all that goes on and everything in there. You get your picture taken. There's obviously a big NFL shop. There's all of those things. So you can really come in and experience the Super Bowl in a way, then kind of head back home and pop it up on your TV during the game.
And what I've been telling folks, if you don't want to take the shuttle, a lot of flat lots in the warehouse district. Yes. easy to walk to. Mm-hmm. You're going to see more police than anything else. So you don't have to worry about what time you're coming out or what time you're coming in.
Or your vehicle safety.
Yeah, your vehicles are safe. You know, they've got it locked down pretty damn good, I'd have to say. And the same, like I parked on the uptown side of Canal Street and walked to the cathedral. Mm-hmm. 9-minute walk.
Yes.
I mean, it was not a problem at all. You got to people watch. You got to see the festivities. It was great.
Yep.
You know, the humidity's down, so you're not taking a bath while you're walking, you know, there.
It was all good,
you know. And so you just got to be a little smart and strategic and just park on the uptown side if you're going into the quarter and just walk into the quarter.
And there's so much you can do along that way. I mean, you can starting tomorrow on the riverfront, there's going to be a huge festival going on. You talked about Jackson Square and everything going on there, particularly when the sun goes down. Then you have the light show on the Cabildo and the cathedral, and then you just come down here to the convention center. The NFL experience is open till 10 o'clock.
Exactly. And it's 3 to 10 through Friday, and then on Saturday it's 10 to 10.
10
so
to 10.
At 10 a.m. So, and it's not open on Sunday, but
kids 12 and under free, $20 for adults. It's a bargain.
Yeah, and you will find stuff to do all in between all of there as well, things to see. And it just need to come downtown. And just, you know, one thing that Joe Cardosi, our traffic guy, was telling me this morning, he is watching more people looking up when they're walking around.
Instead of down at their phone like they normally would?
Yeah, well, but the mouths are gaping because, I mean, there's banners and murals and things hanging off of all of the buildings, 40 feet off the ground. And everywhere you turn and everything you look at, there's something else to see. And the excitement really is fantastic.
And, you know, David, you hit on a really great point, which is what I think the NFL loves about the city, what people come to love the city, what the media have consistently said they love about the city, is the walkability.
Yeah.
You know, there's I don't know if there's another venue where the NFL is held. I'm a little biased, obviously. Yeah. But I don't know if there's another venue out there where you can just come in, get in, be brought in, and then you're
the
able to.
Tennessee might be one of the few.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know, that is actually set up.
Close.
The old Chicago Stadium, kind of the same. I understand they're moving out, maybe. Yes. I'm not sure where that status is.
Even if a walk from the Miracle Mile to Soldier Field is still a bit of a hike, and there's no good way to get there, and Chicago is sprawling. New Orleans is so unique, and we've said over and over we feel bad for San Francisco next year. Their stadium's an hour away from anything.
Yeah, and when you think about, like, for example, you think about where the Hyatt is, right, by the Dome. From there to the quarter is, like, 0.9 mile. It's 1 mile at the most, right, as you walk it.
Right.
And to your point, all you can see, restaurants to stop in, bars to talk, look at, collect with people, all of those things happening.
It's like the ultimate pub crawl.
Well, it takes folks a little time to figure out, because they're used to a drink can't leave the bar.
Yes.
And they're walking around and they're looking and they're saying, they got drinks in their hands. It's like, you know, and I've been stopped several times. Yeah, you can drink in the street here.
Yeah,
what?
We probably need a public education campaign for people coming. You know, what is a Go Cup? And what does the law say about, as long as it's not glass, you can walk down the street and drink here? That's not the case in 99% of the rest of the world.
I don't know of another city.
Well, I think we got a lot of experts roaming the streets who can assist you if you don't understand the particulars of it, too. They can help you and assist you.
But, you know, so that people understand, get your drink, and then feel free to go on and find somewhere else to go and something else to see and something else to do. You're not trapped there for, you know, as long as it takes you to sip that mixed drink or whatever it is that you just purchased. So, I am so glad that you stopped by and helped us just kind of get some perspective on exactly the 22 months that you have put into
22
this.
22 months.
18 hours.
There are many others who have been at it longer than that.
You
think about Jay Cicero and others and his team.
Absolutely.
So.
Rob Hatley, Group Vice President of Corporate Communications at Entergy and the Super Bowl PR Committee co-chair. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, Rob, thank you so much. And congratulations. Great job.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
What we got coming up?
We'll be right back when we come.
I want to ask Rob. I'm sorry, Rob. Put the headset back on real quick because I got to ask. We're going to have to ask all of our guests. They're having a vote going on here at the host committee booth today. It says the gumbo bowl, potato salad or rice. Do you eat your gumbo over potato salad or rice?
I normally eat it over rice, but I like the idea of potato salad, which I had never done before I came here.
I do both.
Yeah, my first bowl is rice. My second bowl is potato
salad. There we go.
Salad.
That's good. I like that compromise.
I got to have a little bit of both. Okay, thank you, Rob. Sorry. Didn't mean to keep. He was walking away, and we literally dragged him back.
The question of the day.
Yes.
Probing question of the day.
We got to answer the big questions here on WWL. All right. We're back after this.